May 26, Soldiers of Christ. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. 2 Corinthians 6:7. The Church of Christ may be fitly compared to an army. The life of every soldier is one of toil, hardship, and danger. On every hand are vigilant foes led on by the prince of the powers of darkness, who never slumbers and never deserts his post. Whenever a Christian is off his guard, this powerful adversary makes a sudden and violent attack. Unless the members of the church are active and vigilant, they will be overcome by his devices. What if half the soldiers in an army were idling or asleep when ordered to be on duty? The result would be defeat, captivity, or death. Should any escape from the hands of the enemy, would they be thought worthy of reward? No, they would speedily receive the sentence of death. And is the Church of Christ careless or unfaithful? Far more important consequences are involved. A sleeping army of Christian soldiers, what could be more terrible? The Master calls for gospel workers. Who will respond? All who enter the army are not to be generals, captains, sergeants, or even corporals. All have not the care and responsibility of leaders. There is a hard work of other kinds to be done. Some must dig trenches and build fortifications. Some are to stand as sentinels. Some to carry messages. While there are but few officers, it requires many soldiers to form the rank and file of the army. Yet its success depends upon the fidelity of every soldier. There is earnest work to be done by us individually if we would fight the good fight of faith. Eternal interests are at stake. We must put on the whole armor of righteousness. We must resist the devil, and we have the sure promise that he will be put to flight. The church is to conduct an aggressive warfare to make conquests for Christ, to rescue souls from the power of the enemy. God and holy angels are engaged in this warfare. Let us please him who has called us to be soldiers.